from Run Short Run and Walk Talk Walk, Paula and Elizabeth. How are you going?
Hello, thanks for having us again.
Thank you. And so we're putting together a sort of thing just about helping families in Schaffhausen at the moment, and how we at the Family Hub and other people around can support our families in the expat and local community. Yeah, we've done a podcast before where we kind of introduced the concept of Run Talk Run. Yeah, today I just kind of wanted to talk to you more about, we're looking at our motto for the Family Hub, which is to connect, share and grow. And I think you ladies with what you're doing are kind of covering all three bases there in several different ways. So first of all, just for people that don't know, just a brief idea of what Run Talk Run is.
Okay, so Run Talk Run was set up in the UK in 2017 by a lady called Jess. She wanted to create a safe space for people to be able to talk about how they're really feeling in an environment where they can get out in the fresh air and get moving as well. So it's to be together, and it's a 5K, it's a run for all abilities. Okay. So you can come along, you go for a run, we run as slow as the slowest runner. Mm-hmm. And it's a chance to meet lots of new people, people who have maybe been doing a little bit of running themselves or some walking. There's no pressure. You can literally go at your own pace. It's a chance to meet before the run. There's a chance to meet for coffee afterwards. But if you're feeling nervous, there's no pressure. There's no pressure to talk if you don't want to. It's a really supportive environment.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so why did you decide to, so you obviously got the idea originally from this person in the UK, why did you think this was something we needed in Schaffhausen?
Well, Paula and I started running together just because we both had a love of running, and I was new here at the time. It was just before COVID hit. We literally had two runs and then it was locked down and we couldn't run any longer, but we started up again once we were able to, and we just got to know each other really well, really quickly. And I suddenly felt really at home finding like a real friend. And we were talking about how it is just easier to talk when you're running and when you're outside. And we wanted to share that really with people. And Paula came across Run Talk Run online, and we just realised that could be perfect for this community because we are all new here. We don't have our families around us, the majority of us. We, you know, are looking for friends, and it's just a really nice way to get to know people. And we feel that you can be okay or you can need to go and see your GP because you're feeling lonely. There's a massive spectrum there. Mm-hmm. And most of us fall on that spectrum somewhere. Most of us do not need to go and see a doctor, but we do all need to talk to people and connect with people and just feel like there's someone there to listen to us if we need them. So
yeah,
for us that was the main really reason why. Mm-hmm. We thought it would work here.
Yeah, so you're kind of touching on what I'm sort of going to move on to now, because I think some people's impression when they first see the slogan is that this is for a running group to go running and get fit and healthy, which it is that, but I think some people, you know, it's like people's impression of a gym, you know, that it can be all for people that are very prissy and already fit and healthy. Yes. And that they should be able to do like a really expert run. But I think the really nice thing about this is actually the emphasis isn't really on the running or the walking. Mm. It's about being healthy, but it's about being mentally and physically healthy, right? So to me, like, it's something that you are actually focusing more on the mental health side of things. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely more than just running. The emphasis with this running group is really on talking and being there for each other. The running part is very special though, because there are huge benefits to being outside in the fresh air and moving your body. Mm-hmm. So it's the moving and the fresh air combined with being in a supportive environment and being able to talk about how you're really feeling. So to go into like a little bit more detail, really, it's that thing about being side by side is less intimidating than speaking to somebody face to face, because you just have that less eye contact. Mm-hmm. You're moving forward together, and when you're running and when you're walking, your body's already under a little bit of stress, you're a little bit puffed out, and so the conversation just flows easier. Mm-hmm. It's just easier to talk about what's on your mind when you're side by side and you're going together in the same direction. The other thing is that in running kit, we're all equals. We're all the same, you know, whether you are, whatever you do, whether you work, you don't work, what background you're from, it really doesn't matter. We're all in our running kit. We've all just scraped our hair back, mostly just got no makeup on. And it's just that kind of that thing of just being equal and being together.
Yeah.
It's really, really nice.
And not worrying about, yeah, being on sort of your best behaviour.
Not being on your best behaviour. If you turn up and you've just had a terrible morning, you just say, okay, I just really don't feel good today. I'm actually in a bit of a bad mood. Like, we are turning up like that. There are people coming and just say, I actually don't even feel like going for a run today. I don't feel like going for a walk today. But just turn up, see people, and before you know it, you're halfway round the 5K and you haven't even realised that you've been putting one foot in front of the other.
And I think you touched on it as well, that usually the people that don't want to do it and the days that you don't want to do it are actually probably the days that you should go out and you should talk to someone, because 100%. Otherwise you're on your own and you're mulling things over. And I think it's a nice way. It is that whole thing of you're not sat opposite somebody as well. And I think as parents and as expats, we have this thing where you do feel almost like you need to be on your best behaviour sometimes, because you're with people that you wouldn't necessarily have been friends with, or they're not people that you've known for a very long time. Or so I think some people very often think when things are arranged by a group of parents that they have this kind of expectation in their mind about who people are, and it's quite intimidating to then join a group. Whereas I think for you, because you kind of get there and it's like, okay, we're going now, we're up for a run, you can completely like bypass all that intimidation. You're already off before you've even thought about
it. That's exactly, and for us, I think one of the key thing is that we want this to be inclusive. We want people to feel they can turn up. This isn't a group of just friends, which, like you say, is intimidating if you think everyone already knows each other. But we want this to be open to anyone to join. It literally is for anyone. It's for anyone of all abilities. If you've never run, it doesn't matter. If you want to try to run, it's fine. Like Paula said it before, we go at the pace of the slowest person. We offer both a 5K run and also a walk, because we know that not everybody can run that far. But if you wanted to try a run and then you stop halfway through and walk, that's fine. We stay with you. We'll stay with you. You don't, you're not on your own. And, you know, we just feel really strongly that, you know, you can come along. And if you feel uncomfortable, because it is a bit intimidating when there is a group already, I feel that as well. You feel like that everyone knows each other. I'm the outsider. It's awful. But then shoot us a message privately. Maybe we can meet up first. So there's one face you know before you go, or, you know, and we do try and introduce everyone at the start. But I think it's really important to know most people in the group have felt that way too.
Yes,
and have come
absolutely.
Along separately and on their own. And then they've just become a part of the group. And that's what we want for everyone, isn't it?
Definitely. I definitely think it's important to say we've all been there. We all know that feeling of being scared and doing something new. But just send us a message and we can meet you before. We can hook you up with somebody to get to know people.
Yeah.
We really want to keep it inclusive. And I think it's working, because we do have people, not just from school, but people from the local community, other expats from other countries, people who have older children, people who don't have children. Literally anybody who's over the age of 18. And we have to say that, because people are talking about mental health issues. It is supposed to be a safe space to talk about issues that are going on in your life, and that's why we have to just keep it to over 18s.
And I think it is, it makes sense that people, you know, you want people to know that it's a safe space.
Exactly.
It's kind of what happens on the run
stays on the run.
Always. I mean, you literally, if you are, I mean, when we run together, we can't stop what's coming out. And so, there is definitely this
respected
rule, I think, unwritten rule, that, you know, you just say how you feel and then it stays on that run, and that's it.
And as you said, you're already concentrating on
running
or
walking.
So your mind moves away from thinking, oh, I need to behave like this.
You can't filter it. You can't filter how you're feeling.
No.
If you're feeling really rough that day. I mean, you're going to say it.
Yeah.
I say it. I feel yeah. And I think happens to me.
It's the thing that you're outside as well. I think there's something about walking into a room where there's already established members to something. Yes. And, you know, you're worried that there's going to be that pin drop when you walk in and you're like,
everyone's there.
And then you don't know what the expectation is. Are you supposed to, you know, take your shoes off? Or are you supposed to do this? Or that? And it's really quite intimidating. And I think that's what's great is that there's none of that. You've kind of bypassed all of that. And even the app, you know, people can message you guys on the app.
Yeah.
They can message the group. I know some people kind of, when it's the holidays, they still kind of use the group to sort of meet up with people. So, yeah, I think it's something that is well establishing itself. So I was going to ask if anyone can join, but I think we've already asked that question. Mm-hmm. But I was going to ask, I've had a lot of people ask if you're thinking of setting up either an evening run or one for teenagers.
Well, funnily enough, Kathy, both actually. So we're in the process now of looking to set up satellite groups. So we set it up on a Thursday morning because it suits us, and we want to be able to commit every week that we can be there. And we have, the way our families are, we can't commit to evening, so we can't offer an evening run, but we know that would suit other people more. So we would welcome, if anyone could commit to be a leader, we would literally walk them through it step by step, help them out in setting up a run or a walk to, at a different time to suit them, to suit other people, be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Paul has said as well, so Run Talk Run as a organisation is for 18+, but actually Paul and I are really passionate about what a great idea this would be for teenagers to have their own peer support group. And we have actually spoken to the school about it, and it's something we want to talk to them about more for next year, like having a teenage group where they go themselves, but maybe Paul and I would be mentors that they could come to if they felt there was a need or something. But I do feel like it would be amazing for them
to
have, because teenagers do judge, and then the idea of this group is there's no judgment, so it would be wonderful for them to have that.
Exactly, that, and I think it not being a teacher is the thing, that because there's always still that thing of, oh, it is a teacher and I should not
and they
say
know my mum.
Is that thing. So I think, I'm in particular was thinking about the boarding students, because I was there this week talking to them, and actually they were saying they'd really quite like things to happen, and if they were happening, they'd be more likely to go and do it rather than going out themselves.
Yeah, well, you know, it's this, honestly, we're so passionate about this. We're actually doing an ENSA mental health first aider training course, which runs on the same principles as a first aid course, but it's for mental health first aid. And we just feel once we get that qualification, it will be wonderful then to have that connection with the teenagers, and, you know, just feel a little bit more from, you know, feel like we would be able to offer them help if and when they needed it. So but I agree, I think it would be an amazing thing, especially for the boarding students who haven't even got their own families.
Exactly, and I think it's really difficult to say to them to kind of motivate themselves to go out. I mean, I find that difficult as an adult, so, you know, for them to do it, I think it's really hard. And it would be great if it was somebody just completely separate from the rest of the establishment. So is there anything else you guys would like to add?
No, I was just going to say, based on the inclusive side, that, you know, when you move to a new country or a new area, it can be a really lonely time.
Yes.
Incredibly lonely, especially during now with COVID. And I think the temptation is to not go and to not start new things. But it is really, really important to build up your network.
Yeah.
I'm now in the second phase of starting new. And I have tried to integrate, and I have partially integrated. But there is the importance of having your own network.
Yeah.
It's just so important.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just building up those relationships of people that you can rely on, and people you can trust when you haven't got your parents around, you haven't got your, you know, brothers, sisters, aunties, uncles, old friends, etc. It is so important to how you feel. And I think, you know, come along and use our Run Talk Run as a way to do that, because, you know, you're going to meet people from different backgrounds, from different cultures, from different countries that you otherwise maybe have passed on the street. We're all learning German. And so you may not actually bump into them in a shop or a bakery or in a park because we're all trying to speak German. And suddenly you realise, oh my goodness, oh, you're from that country. Oh, I am too. And we've already noticed that there are friendships growing within that group. And they're now meeting each other outside of Run Talk Run, which is just brilliant. I love that.
And I think it's, you and I had a conversation about this, that it's a weird thing when your children are little, very little, that you do go to things, not in COVID times, but normally you have play groups,
gym sessions.
And you're even meeting at the playground, right? But as soon as your children get to a certain age, that's gone, and we've not even had that thing where you can wait at the school gates for 2 years.
We've been talking about that as well.
No, we were joking the other day, this is like grown-up playgroup.
Because it's really difficult, because you have all those things that, okay, are centred around your child, but actually you do meet people and make a
I found it so sociable having a young child. You know, that's where I've met most of my friends here, really, is through having a young child. So what do you do if you A, don't have children, or B, your children are older? There's not that many options.
No.
And if you combine it with exercise, it's also a guilt-free way of doing it.
Yeah, totally.
Because we're not very good at doing things for ourselves, a lot of us. But if you say, I'm going for a run or I'm going to do a walk, it's exercise and therefore also guilt-free.
Yeah, that's true.
I would say that as well. I'd say if anyone is on the fence or finding it hard to get out now, because obviously with COVID it makes you nervous, and then if you're a naturally shy person or feeling a bit lonely, the thought then of a group is overwhelming. But I would say it's so important to go out now, and you need to prioritise it for yourself, because it is important to look after your mental health and it is important to look after your physical health. And we as mothers do such a good job for our children, like making sure all those needs are met. We forget about ourselves. Actually, prioritise it for yourself. Think about it as looking after yourself and think, you know what? No, I do need to get out there. I do need to go. And this is a safe place and a welcoming place for you to do that, and we would love to see anyone.
And you know what, if you really are worried about you know, people thinking that you're talking, then you know, you say you're going for a run,
right, you're just going for a run.
I'm not going to see a therapist or I'm going for a run.
Even say go and be there for someone else is also help. You could also just go along and just listen to what is on somebody else's mind.
Yeah, because it's important to say that there's no pressure to talk. You don't have to come and share and like air your dirty laundry with us. You can just come and be, and just like Paula said, be there for somebody else. Someone else might need to talk that day, and you're the ear that will be.
And I think there's something to be said about a little bit of peer pressure as well, that once you have made a few connections, if you are really struggling to make time in your day to do something, you then kind of have that thing of, oh, well, actually, they'll be there. So
yeah, and I'll let them down if I don't need
100%.
Them.
100%. Yes. The accountability of saying that, oh, yeah, I should go for a run today. Shall I? Shan't I? Well, I've agreed to do it with a friend, so I'm not going to let them down.
I've signed up for
Run. I'm not going to let them down. We also, if you would like to join us, we are on social media. We're on Instagram and Facebook, runtalkrun_Schaffhausen.
Mm-hmm.
So you can follow us there. You can also send us a direct message through there. And if you otherwise, if you'd like to join us, you can download the app, the My Crew app. Once you've been for a couple of sessions, we do have a WhatsApp group, but there's no pressure to join the WhatsApp group and start chatting. You can literally just download the app and then just please put on there whether you're coming or whether you're not, so we know whether to wait.
Yeah. Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
The Family Hub, the place for families to connect, share and grow together.